If not, just look up on the screen.
Okay.
Romans chapter 1, starting with verse
8.
You
just can read it.
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of His Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray now, at last by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you, so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. My mistake, I didn't tell them that I was going to all the way through verse 17. They thought I was only going to verse 10. Okay. I apologize.
Okay.
I am currently preaching through the book of Romans. Just starting. And I was wondering what I should preach about today. I was thinking I would probably not be preaching from Romans. Because I was unsure how appropriate it would be. But you know, God knew that this service was going to be this day. And God knew that I would be preaching from the book of Romans. And He placed His word to coincide with the two.
You
say, how can that be? Romans was written over 2,000 years ago. I don't know. God knows. See, God is in control. Of the large picture and the small picture. Even the littlest thing like arranging for the right word to be in Scripture. When I need to read it. And when you need to read it. So I turned to Romans and I read verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. It starts off with a thank you. A thank you to God. For brothers and sisters in Christ. What could be more appropriate for our joint Thanksgiving service? So this is where I'm preaching from today. Now, I often like to personalize the scripture, and I encourage you to do so. Don't read it or think of it as a book that is just about other people. But think of it as a book which God has written to you and for you. And maybe even at times about you. And as I look at this passage, I see my heart and my ministry. And not to be too bold or too proud. But here in this case, I see myself as Paul. Because the words he speaks are the words of my heart. First, I thank my God for you, each and every one of you. And I see this passage and how Paul longed to come to the people at Rome. And I see my ministry at various points in my life. Seven years ago, I was not the pastor here. But I wanted to be. And I had been trying to come here for a while. But the way was blocked. And then finally the way began to open. And I came. And there was another blockage.
Okay. More?
Got stopped. But finally the door was opened and I did become pastor. And this February 1st, it will be my 7th year anniversary. So the Lord brought me here. But I didn't come on the way that I thought I was going to come. Just as the Lord did indeed bring Paul to Rome. But not by the route that he thought he was coming. As Paul is writing this letter, he's on his way to Jerusalem to give a gift to the people in need there. And he's planning after he delivers that gift to go to Rome. Nowhere in his plans was he anticipating being arrested and spending 2 years under arrest in Jerusalem and Caesarea. And then sailing as a prisoner to Rome and suffering a shipwreck. But yet, that's the route that God took him. And he did eventually arrive in Rome. And while we don't have anything that talks about what exactly occurred there, we do know that he did have a ministry which prospered there. Even as a prisoner. And eventually he was freed. So this is where I see myself and our relationship between me and you. Between me and Northbrook, and between me and Hmong Community Alliance Church. Because I saw myself called to all these people. Just as Paul said, it wasn't just Jew or the Gentile, but both, I see myself called the same. Not just white, but also Hmong. And every other people group who lives here in Brooklyn Center. Because there are many more than just those two. And I pray that the way may be opened. Where there have been blockages. Where the plan and the desire has been stopped or held up for a while. It's been my desire to see these two congregations joined as one. Separate congregations, but one the body of Christ. Sharing, encouraging, and ministering one with another. And we are a good part of the way down that road. The changes that have occurred in the last 7 years when we look back upon them are amazing. The closeness between our two congregations is so much more. But yet there are still barriers that I would like to see overcome. But sometimes we have to wait. Because things don't happen necessarily on my timing. They happen according to the Lord's timing and His will. And I, like Paul, need to learn to be patient and to wait upon the Lord. But during that time and during this journey, I want you to be encouraged. Just as Paul encouraged the people in Rome, I want to encourage all the people who meet here. That the Lord is moving. That the Lord has put a burden for all of you on my heart. And that's my desire to minister among you. And that we will see that ministry flourish eventually. In the Lord's plan. In the Lord's time. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel message. That Christ died for your sins and my sins. That His righteousness is available for each and every one of us. And every person who would receive it for themselves. That the work He did on the cross isn't just for one group of people. But it's for all people. Whom God has chosen to be His children. You each are in that group. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are God's child. You've received Christ's righteousness as your own. You have received forgiveness from your sins. And you have said, God, I want you to be in control of me and my life. Every aspect of it, my family, my work, my church. So because of that, we come today as the body of Christ together to worship. Because this bond that we have in Jesus Christ
have
made us family. Not all brothers and sisters look alike. And we don't all look alike. But we all have the same Father. Our Father in heaven. We all have the Holy Spirit living within us. And because of that, we can work together and grow close together in a way that is not possible for others. And we will grow closer as a group. Again, in God's time. As long as we continue to submit ourselves to His will, and follow His leading and wait on His direction in all that we do. And along the way, we might travel like Paul did. And spend some time in what we consider prison. Or maybe even experience something as catastrophic as a shipwreck.
Like
But in the end, we will get through and arrive together in Rome. Rome, that place where God is directing us to go. Where we might have fruit in our ministry working one with another. Now the other interesting thing about this trip of Paul's to Rome.
Can you repeat that? It's kind of hard to hear from
this
him.
This other interesting thing about this trip of Paul's to Rome. Is that it was never Paul's final destination. Is he was going there to seek more help to go somewhere else. In fact, to go to Spain. And the rest of Europe. Where God has us going, I don't know the final destination. At least the final destination here on earth. I do know the final destination is all of us in heaven. But between here and there, it will be an interesting trip. And as we go together, I want you to know that you are in my prayers. And that we all rest in God's hands. For the righteous will live by faith. Let us give thanks today for God's gift of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit which guides us. And our Father in Heaven who leads and controls all. And for the blessing He has given us. In this wonderful body of Christ. Which we have here. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that You have brought us together, that You have blessed us with each other. Lord, I thank You that You've made this word of Yours so real in my life, and I pray You would make it real in each and every one of these people's lives. That each person who calls Christ their Lord and Savior would look to Your word and see Your plan for their lives. That they would look to Your word and that they would know that You are the one who is leading them. That they would look to Your word and be comforted amidst of troubles. Or that they would look to Your word and know that You are speaking directly to them across the ages and through the prophets. Father, I pray that You would just bless us, bless me, Lord, as I seek to minister to each of the people here. I pray that same blessing upon Pastor New Song and Pastor Singh as they too seek to minister to the people of not just one congregation, not even both congregations, but as we seek to minister to the people of the community and all those who come here seeking and needing Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, help us each one to give thanks to You for doing all of these things in our lives, for providing that which we need, and giving us each other to lean upon so that we're not on this journey alone, and also being there with us throughout yourself. We pray all this through the love and through the name and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.